there's just been so much heartache and so much immaturity in how most of my relationships have ended. And it sucks. It really does suck. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Third Times Me. I'm your host, Chris Zervis. For anyone that is new here, I just want to give a quick rundown of what this show is about. Third Times Me came from the fun fact that I have been engaged twice before, never married, called off both engagements, and the third time, you know, people would make jokes about like, oh, third time's going to be the lucky one, honey, don't worry, but third time was me choosing me, and it's about this journey that I've been on the last couple of years, but of course, you know, we reflect on our entire lives, but especially the last couple of years of my life that I've chosen to put myself and my happiness first. And it's been such a fun, rewarding, and hard at times journey to be on, but it's been amazing and incredible. And that's what inspired the show. So choosing my happiness and choosing to put myself first and to prioritize my mental health and well-being. And I want to pass that along and encourage that to all of my listeners of this show. So here we are. On this week's episode, I have kind of a fun and random topic that I want to talk to you guys about. It's around the jealousy that I have and that I am admitting that I have now to all of you around folks in this world that have had amicable breakups with romantic partners and have been able to either maintain a friendship with an ex or at least just be on cordial, respectful terms. I know I am not the only one that can relate to this. I've met people in my walks of life that have maintained friendships or at least cordial relationships with most, if not all, of their exes. And then I do know people that have absolutely want nothing to do with their exes at all. And I'm a little bit of a mixed bag to think about and process the mourning of losing someone that was a big part of your life for whatever amount of time period that you were involved with that person. You know, we oftentimes, you know, try to obviously get close to our romantic partners. And in my personal experiences, you know, I'm the type of person that when I am in a romantic partnership, I am fully, fully in it. And, you know, there's been obviously variances in how much I've been able to give of myself, depending on at what point in my life I was when I was in that romantic partnership, how mature I was or maybe immature, how much life experience I had. But I always have been a pretty loyal, dedicated, deep person. And I value having like deep emotional connections with friends, romantic partners, and people in my life. And so for me, it's been something to kind of just realize and come to terms with and kind of acknowledge the fact that I have had to mourn. And I don't think that I've realized that that's what's maybe been going on up until recently, but I've had to have mourning periods of mourning the loss of a very important, prevalent person in my life. And, you know, there's one thing to be said about like healing from a breakup. A lot of my emotional romantic partners have unfortunately led to traumatic experiences and how they ended. And there's been a lot of healing and trauma that came from that. And so that's kind of been the focus of the breakup. And I think that's also a lot of like Hollywood kind of how we portray breakups is really more about the actual ending of the relationship and how it went down and who did who wrong, if anyone was maybe the person that did someone wrong in the relationship, and just kind of more of the actual event of the breakup and the separation process. But I don't think there's a lot of talk around the emotional mourning that happens when you realize that you have now lost a person in your life that you dedicated, you know, maybe several years to building a deep emotional connection, trusting that person, telling a lot of your secrets to, telling a lot of your vulnerabilities to, you know, being intimate with, being sexual with. There's all these different, you know, gates that we open to people that we become romantically involved with, and you really let your guard down and you really become very vulnerable and very open and build really intimate, private connections with these people. And then all of a sudden you break up and that person is just no longer in your life. And sometimes there can be anger, depending on obviously how it went down. There can be anger, there can be hurt feelings, there can be confusion, there can be sadness, depression, all these different things. But just focusing in on that mourning of the loss of that person in your life, that's something that I don't think we talk a lot about. And I've been thinking about that a lot recently, because the inspiration for this show, you know, really stemmed from my experiences, my romantic partner experiences. And, you know, I would say out of the four more serious, longer term romantic relationships I've had, two of them I would not welcome nor allow myself to have them in my life to any extent, just because of the type of people they were and how things went down in that relationship, and not just how they ended, but how that person treated me and how I felt in that relationship. So there's two individuals that I care to have nothing to do with. And I do think that it is healthy, and I talk about this in one of my episodes, walking away from a controlling partner, if you guys want to go back and listen to that. If you have any experiences being romantically involved, male or female, with a partner that you felt you were being controlled and manipulated and emotionally abused by, then, you know, there are, of course, situations where you need to completely cut the person off, and that's just what needs to happen. That is, of course, its own unique circumstance. But there are two other people that I dated that I would say there was substantial mourning of the loss of that person in my life. And not just of the ending of the romantic relationship, but more so the mourning of the friendship that was there. Because, you know, even if you maybe weren't friends, quote unquote, first before you became romantic partners, maybe you kind of, you know, some people have had the experience of maybe being friends with someone, platonic friends, before they became romantically and intimately involved. And I think that's great. That has not been my experience. Everyone I've been involved with romantically, there was kind of from the beginning some type of flirtatious, romantic intimacy interest there. And so I haven't had that experience. But, you know, it's really about like mourning that friendship and that presence that you had in your life. All of a sudden, that person is just not there anymore. And there's two people that I was involved with that I would say I definitely had to process and mourn the loss of that individual in my life. One of the individuals that I dated, it was fresh after my first romantic boyfriend. I would say that he is one of the examples of someone that he was such a wonderful person and a great human. And I was just not emotionally available enough, and also probably lacking some maturity, and had a lot of trauma from my boyfriend number one relationship that I was still dealing with. And of course, at the time, didn't even realize to the extent that I had a lot of healing work to do. And I was just so excited by when I met him, I was so excited by such a healthy, mature, loving, down-to-earth person that came into my life. And I was really excited by that. And I could see how different of a partnership my experience would be with him compared to my first boyfriend. And so I got so excited by that idea of what this relationship could look like and how this could be such a great, healthy, more positive experience for me, that I got so caught up in that and didn't have enough, I would argue, experience in life and just self-awareness at the time to realize that I was still very much deeply healing from some serious emotional damage that had been done in my first relationship, which lasted for 3 years. And because I met this other guy very shortly after I broke up with boyfriend number one. So there wasn't really proper time for me to heal and to even realize that I had some healing to do. So that's on me. And that's just kind of part of life. You know, sometimes you're aware of what you're ready for and sometimes you're not, and you think you are ready for something and you're just not. And you realize after the fact. But that relationship was an example of someone that I really do wish I could have had enough realization to understand I was not ready to be emotionally available and committed to someone so soon after my first relationship, and that it was a wonderful person that I wish I could have just explored a platonic friendship with and maintained that. And that's unfortunate. You know, I learned a lot from that and I respect that person deeply. I'm not in contact with that person, but I respect him deeply. And, you know, that's kind of its own learning for me. The other individual that I dated that I, you know, at times have thought and wish that we could have some type of friendship is actually fiance number one. And, you know, the way that things ended with fiance number one, it was one of those things where I knew for a while, I think deep down, that it was not a healthy relationship for myself. And I was trying so hard and I cared so deeply for that person. There was really a solid friendship foundation in that relationship. And I cared so deeply for him that I was really in love with the idea of what we could be. And I know there's a lot of people that will be able to relate to this. I think it's a common experience as a human when you love to sometimes fall in love with the idea and the potential of what a relationship could be, but it's not necessarily that you're in love with the reality of that relationship. And that's exactly what went down. There was potential in my eyes, and you know, when we were good, we were really good. We had so much fun together. We had a lot in common in terms of what we like to do for fun and how we like to live our life. But when it came down to compatibility of partnerships, that's where we were lacking. And I think I was hanging on so deeply to the potential of the relationship and what I thought it could be if we were just able to fix these compatibility issues and some of these maturity issues that I think we're lacking in the relationship. But at the end of the day, you know, it's so interesting because I think the older we get, the more we realize love can be so complex. It is complex. There's different types of love. And there's, you know, when you think about a romantic partnership, someone that you want to build a life with, someone that you want to maybe live with, someone that you maybe want to consider having a family with, someone that you want to consider going through the ups and downs of life with. You know, you're going to experience maybe job loss, you're going to experience death, you're going to lose people that you love, you're going to experience, you know, financial struggles maybe at times, you're going to experience all these ups and downs. And you really, in order to have a sustainable partnership with someone, you need to be able to handle conflict and handle conflict well, and you need to have solid communication skills. And you need to be able to feel both safe in that relationship to show up as yourself and have independence and be shining as your own individual in that relationship. And there was just some things that were seriously lacking in my first engagement. You know, we had tons of fun. And I will just keep reiterating that because I don't know if this person would ever listen to this episode. But, you know, it's one of those things where neither of us were bad people. We just weren't compatible. And I think, you know, that's kind of a tough one to mourn as well, because we had both invested so much of our time. You know, when you invest years of your time into developing and maintaining a relationship and you go through life experiences together and you bond over certain things and you have all these stories and all these memories with someone, and then all of a sudden that person's just not in your life anymore. It's interesting because when I find myself, you know, kind of socializing with people and swapping stories and reminiscing on certain memories, and there's a lot of memories in my life that are with people that I dated. And it sucks that a lot of those memories are with people that I dated that I want nothing to do with. And that's those other two people that I was referencing. There's two people in my life I dated that I, you know, I struggle with wanting to not forget those times. I don't want to omit those memories from my memory bank. But there's also a lot of trauma there. And I've done a lot of internal work through therapy and lots of other things to get to a place now where I'm genuinely so grateful for all of the people in my life that have come into my life at any point, whether it was a romantic capacity or friendships, because they're a part of my story. We all leave marks on each other throughout our life, and it helps to craft the person that you are. And I'm deeply in touch with that and very much grateful for every single person, whether they did me wrong, whether they treated me wonderfully, whether we're still in touch, whether we're not. I have so much love and I'm so thankful for all of the great things, but also all of the horrible, traumatic things. And it's taken me a long time to get there. You know, I'm finally in a place where, especially with my most recent relationship, ex-fiance number two, it took me up until probably the beginning of this year to really get to a place where I could confidently say that I am thankful for all of the crazy things that I went through with that relationship. The love bombing, the emotional abuse, the cheating, the affair, the games, the lies, the manipulation, everything I went through with him, I am honestly so grateful, because I would not be the person that I am today if I did not go through that. I am stronger than ever emotionally. I am more confident than ever. There's just so many things that have come through that traumatic experience that have made me who I am now. And I am so incredibly grateful for it. But it's not to say that there's not some warning that comes with that. And whenever I talk to people and get to know that there's people out there that have exes in their lives that they are still in touch with, maybe they're still friends with, or they're just at least amicable with and cordial. You know, they can be in the same room. They maybe have mutual friends and they can be at a party together and see each other. And there's no hard feelings. There's respect there. And I think that's actually what it boils down to, is respect. There's respect, and things didn't end in such a nasty way. That's kind of foreign to me. Pretty much every relationship I've had has ended in some traumatic way of someone doing something wrong, or someone handling something in a really immature way, or there's just been so much heartache and so much immaturity in how most of my relationships have ended. And it sucks. It really does suck. And I just want to throw it out there and give a hug to any of my listeners that are tuning in and listening to this and maybe thinking about and reminiscing about people that they miss or are mourning. Maybe you don't miss that person romantically in your life, but you're just kind of mourning and maybe just missing the presence of that person and that connection that you had. You will find individuals eventually that will start to fill those gaps and will start to show up for you in ways that maybe you haven't had since that person and you were involved. So just give it time. Another thing I was thinking about on this same topic is there's something to be said about, you know, once you do find yourself romantically involved with someone else, how does your closeness to your ex impact your partner? And this is something that I've kind of thought about recently because, you know, I have not cared to nor been able to maintain or wanted to maintain for my own safety relationships at all with or connections to any of my exes. But for those that are able to maintain friendships or cordial relationships with people that they dated once upon a time, you know, I think there is also that next chapter of life of maybe when you meet someone new and you start to get involved with someone moving forward, have to consider the new partners that you introduce into your life and what is going to be comfortable for them. And I think the key to navigating this for maybe those of you that have found yourself in the situation where you're dating someone or with someone right now that has a relationship with their ex or is in touch with them, I think the key to navigating this with mutual respect and comfort is to just have an open conversation and be as honest as you can about what you're comfortable with and what your boundaries are. And also consciously reminding yourself, if you are someone like myself, where you have traumas, triggers because of your past experiences, because I have not been able to have a good relationship with my exes after we broke up. And most of them also did not have the most amicable breakups as well. So the thought of me dating someone in my past while I was with them, maybe running into someone that they were with or them being friends with their ex, would not have been comfortable for me and would not have been comfortable for them, right? It kind of ran both ways. So that's a new experience for me. And I think something we just need to keep in mind is that we all have our own unique experiences. And so once you move forward and you're dating someone else, you obviously have to take that into account and just have an open, loving, very understanding conversation about what are you comfortable with? Where is your heart at? You know, and just keeping in mind that their experiences could be very different from yours, and just having a thoughtful, open heart conversation about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Earlier today, I actually sat down with my good friend Jeff, who is the band leader for JC Proof. They're an awesome band located here in Portland, Oregon. I sit down next week with another guest that I have booked who's going to be a remote recording and is someone I am super excited about as well. So lots of exciting things happening for the show. I hope you guys are loving having these new guests on. I love sitting down and just learning from new people. It's really fueling my fire. So I hope you guys enjoy this as well. Follow me on Instagram at Chris Zervis and on TikTok at Chris Zervis. And any of the episodes that you guys are loving, I would super appreciate you just sharing with your networks. If you do post it on your social media, please just tag me. I'd love to see it, see what you guys are sharing with your friends and family. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I will see you next Wednesday. Cheers.